Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson. I'm an adult, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. And with me today is...
Ingrid. I'm also from Hudson. I'm 13, and I'm a student.
You're a young adult.
Yeah. I am an old adult.
Anyways.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Mamuda.
Hi, Farzana.
And Quinn. And Maddie. And everyone else listening. We are Bound by Books. And most weeks we are joined by Antonia, also known as Tony, and Gina, and sometimes some of those other nice folks we mentioned.
And Farzana.
And we talk about books and other bookish stuff.
And comic books.
Comic books are books.
In comic form.
Yes. Sometimes we talk about picture books.
Books.
And sometimes we talk about things that are not books.
Like fan fictions.
And movies.
I like movies.
And sometimes we talk about random stuff that has nothing to do with books whatsoever.
Like pencils we find on the floor.
Yeah, Antonia. Anyways, so Ingrid's back today because track is over.
Pooey, but I missed you guys, so I'm happy I'm back.
How was track?
It was fun. I did the hurdles, and I hurdled.
How often when you hurdle do you not successfully hurdle? And
what do you mean by not successfully hurdled? You mean I fall?
Or yeah.
I haven't fallen, actually.
Wow.
I usually trip out of them, though. 95% of the time I trip over it. Yeah, I don't fall.
So you trip, but you catch yourself.
Yeah.
I think I would fall a lot.
It's fun. I use Wonder Woman's lines, and it gives me strength.
Do you say them out loud or in your head?
Yeah, I say them out loud, but no one hears me. They think I was a whack job. I'm like, Hera, give me strength. And if someone heard me, I'd just be like, oh, no.
I would love to be the person, like, racing next to you while you're yelling that. That'd be funny.
Oh, I yelled that at the beginning of the race. And then, yeah. Otherwise, I visualize a griever chasing after me.
Yikes.
Maze runner. Woo! Hee-hee.
Woo. So, what have you been up to lately? How was the book fest for you? Did you have a fun time?
It was so much fun. I was painting faces, and I was hanging out with my amazing friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see so many authors, and I got, like, 4 books, which is awesome. I love books. One of the books I got, the first one I read, it was so good. Leftovers by Laura Weiss.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
It was like, if you read Such a Pretty Girl by her, it's a lot like that, except it's totally different, which is, yeah. But, like, it's about these two girls, Blair and Adrith. And they both don't have really great home lives. Like, Blair, her mother... is like a prestigious lawyer going to like wants to be a judge, and she needs her family to be perfect in order to get the job. And Adrith, her family's like the party family, and like alcohol and immature parents and stuff. So yeah, they find like comfort in each other being best friends, and then things happen and people change, and the end, I don't know, it's like, it's written in a really good way. I haven't read a lot of books in the way it was written. It wasn't written, like, narrated or anything. It's like they literally talk to you like you were the one doing the things they were doing. And I don't know. I really like that. I read it really quickly, which was awesome. So, yeah, I want to read more of hers.
So you said you've read Such a Pretty Girl?
Yeah.
By her?
It was really awesome.
What do they share in common? Because you said it was sort of like that, but different.
They both have teenager girls that have gone through bad things in life, and I think they're trying to overcome it, but in the end they realize that they can't overcome it without, like, beating it in some way and showing them that the thing that it doesn't have power over them anymore. So, yeah. And, I mean, it's really great. It just makes you realize that sometimes, like, how messed up society kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. I read it 10 out of 10. The ending was kind of just like, what? What? I was looking around the classroom like, what just happened? Oh. Excuse me. Excuse me. Please explain.
So what were some of the other books that you picked up at the book fest that you're excited about?
Invisibility by David Levithan. Mm-hmm. And a book of nursery rhymes rewritten, so they're kind of dark and more teenagery. And I know I got like another one. What was it? Well, I forgot. And then I also read a book that came out, advanced reader copy of a book called This Wicked Game. I forget who it's by, but it was really good. It's about this girl named Claire, and she's born into a family of voodoo people who worship like voodoo and stuff. And she doesn't exactly believe in it, but she's a descendant from a lady who, one of the founders of it. So it's not that easy for her to actually just walk out of it. And things start happening in this group of the voodooists they call the Guild. And this whole mystery starts, and it turns out requiring her to figure it out, and she's a bigger part of it than she thought she was. And there is romance, which is so good, between her and a boy. And it's really good. I really liked it.
Awesome. I just looked it up. It's by Michelle Zink, who's a somewhat local author. I forget exactly where she's from.
I saw her at the book fair a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. I got her book, The Sisters, Prophecy of the Sisters. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually finish that. I got kind of bored.
And it looks like that book's not coming out until November. So maybe when we get closer to the date, we'll remind listeners that it's coming.
Yeah, I recommend it. It was really good. Quick read.
And you've read other things by her?
I started The Prophecy of the Sisters by her, but I didn't get really that through. I wasn't that intrigued.
Mm-hmm. I know that's a popular series, but I haven't read it myself either.
Yeah, I was a lot younger, so yeah. I can see why I wouldn't be intrigued. I'm sure it was amazing.
Ooh, well, awesome. Yes, I have a book I can share.
Share, please. Ooh.
I've had trouble keeping track of which books I've talked about on the show, but I don't think I've talked about this one yet. It's called Nothing Can Possibly Go Wrong, and it's by Prudence Shen, who's a debut author, and it's illustrated by Faith Erin Hicks, and it's a comic book, a graphic novel.
Love comics.
And it is about a boy named Charlie, and he's been friends with this kid, Nate, since they were kids. They're neighbors. And so they're good friends, but they run in different circles. Charlie's the captain of the basketball team, and, you know, is dating the head cheerleader. And then Nate is he's actually a nice guy.
Oh, yay.
But at least from what we see, Nate is sort of the president of the robotics team or the science club.
Ah. So a nerd and a jock.
Yeah. but they're friends, but they run in different crowds. And at the beginning of the book, Charlie gets dumped by text message by his girlfriend.
Ugh.
And then gets picked up by Nate in his car. And Nate's going on and on about how horrible his girlfriend is, even though he just got broken up with by her. But apparently the science team has been intending to use these available funds to make it to a robotics competition. And the cheerleaders have decided that they need the money for their uniforms. And so he's got to come up with a master plan to make that not happen, because they need to make it to this competition. And so his master plan is that because the student council gets to decide who gets the money, he decides that he's going to run for student council and try to, like, so that he'll have control over the funds and be able to give it to his own group.
Ooh, yay.
So Nate decides to run for student office. And in the meanwhile, the cheerleaders have found out about this plan and have decided that they are going to run their own candidate. But since they're so busy with tryouts and, you know, preparing for their competition, they decide Charlie's going to run. And he's terrified of them. And he's like, well, I'm not really going to campaign. So, you know, they can put me up for election, but I'm not going to campaign or anything. But the cheerleaders are really good at campaigning. And so they're working hard to get Charlie elected, and Nate's upset about that. And so it sets off this little sort of prank off between the cheerleaders and Nate. And Charlie gets caught in the middle, even though he's not actively trying to campaign.
Poor Charlie.
Caught in the middle because he's the candidate.
Poor Nate.
And so there's this fun, like, back and forth with them. And eventually it gets to the point where sort of no one's going to get the money, and they have to come up with a new plan to get the money to make it to the robotics competition to get the cheerleaders their uniforms. And it's really fun. And I like the robotics team a lot. There's a girl named Joanna who's the one girl on the robotics team. And she's really cool. She's really smart and she knows her robots. And she also has a lot of love for the robot. His name's the Beast, the robot. And Charlie's an interesting character because he's kind of caught in the middle. And he's like, he's sort, you know, you'd think he's kind of the stereotypical jock character, but you don't really see that in him. And you get to see sort of like his family life, where his parents are kind of absent, and he's dealing with that while having all these other hijinks play out around him. And I like seeing the relationship between Nate and Charlie, because Nate's kind of aggravating and annoying, and but every once in a while you can tell that he like really cares for his friend, and that's nice.
That's but
also
so sweet.
I just in general, I mean, Prudent Shen did a great job writing the story and, you know, creating the conflicts and everything.
It's a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm. But I love Faith Erin Hicks. Her artwork is so great. She did Friends with Boys. She did The Adventures of Superhero Girl, which I read this year and loved.
Superhero Girl!
Several other great books. But it's very fun. It's a nice little... It's like funny, but also has a serious end to it. And it's a really fast read.
I'll read it.
Some of it, at least, is available online. I don't know if they've taken it down yet. Because what they do is they serialize some of the graphic novels, the publisher for second. Leading up to publication. And so before publication, you could definitely read the whole thing online. Now I'm not sure because I know they were going to take it down at some point.
Oh, poop.
But it was at nothingcanpossiblygowrong.com.
Oh, well, that's a nice name.
And one neat thing, if you've read it, is that online on at that site, another artist who I think her name is Miriam Gibson. I might have that wrong. But she has created alternative endings.
I love alternative
to the
endings.
Book, and they're funny. They're about, you know, like a page long.
Oh.
I think she did that for Friends with Boys, too. So it seems familiar. But yay. Hooray.
Well, speaking of superheroes, lately I've been obsessed with crime-fighting teams such as Justice League and Teen Titans, and I read issue... I think it was 5 and 6 of the new Teen Titans from the 1980s, I think. Yeah, I ordered them online.
From the 1980s?
Yes.
Is it really dated?
Yeah, it's dated.
Yeah.
And they have the cute little commercials in them and everything.
Oh, that's funny.
Where it's like, 99 cents for an in-hand spy camera. And I'm like, ooh, I wonder if that would still work. Anyway, yeah, they're really awesome. Like, Raven. I got the ones where Raven and her father Trigon is attacking. And Wally confesses his love for Raven. And then I'm just like, ah, so cute. And then I've been watching Justice League. And, oh, my God, Batman and Wonder Woman. Ah, I shipped that. Just a normal day for Ingrid.
Who's your favorite character in Justice League?
Wonder Woman.
Why do you like her?
Because she's Greek. She's an Amazon. And it reminds me of Percy Jackson. And when she, like, when she really needs to use her power, she goes, Hera, help me, or Athena, give me strength, or something like that. And then she always talks about the Greek gods, and I'm like, you go, girl, woo, woo, you can do it. But they don't put her in enough episodes. There's just some episodes where she's gone, and it's like, please explain to me why she's not here. And please explain to me why it took them, her and Batman, to so long to kiss.
Are there any other female characters in the Justice League?
Yeah, Hot Girl, Cheyenne, I think it is. She's pretty awesome too. She ends up with GL, Green Lantern, but then she doesn't, and it's so confusing. And then there's Justice League Unlimited where there's like all these superheroes, and I don't like that as much because it's not as much with the Wonder Woman. Yes, excuse my
rant. I understand. I speak Ingridus, whatever that language is. Very cool. But anyways, we should be handing it off to the afternoon show soon. Do you have any last messages, words of wisdom, suggestions, appreciations, comments?
I have three.
What else could there be?
Okay, first of all is, I love you, Gina. And second of all is, I love you, Mom and Dad.
Woo.
And then third of all is, may Hera help you, as Wonder Woman would say.
Awesome. Well, we'll be wrapping it up shortly, but we hope that you will check out our blog. If you've missed any of our shows, we have our archives up on there. We also have some special reviews from Maddie, who's living out in Ithaca now, who used to be on the show. She's written a couple of reviews. Quinn has a review up there. Antonia has a review. Mamuda shared some of her favorite contemporary fiction. So it's a fun place to get a little more of us if you miss us.
Because we know you do. Because why wouldn't you? Seriously, why wouldn't you? What? Do you not? Gina! Yes! No, you don't! You have to like Wonder Woman, Gina! Stop, Gina! No!
I need an intervention. Anyways, but so check out our blog at wearebound.wordpress.com. If you have any suggestions for us for our show, or books that you think we should check out or discuss, you could email us at wearebound.wordpress@gmail.com. And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Because we like to do that.
Yeah, wordle.
But stay tuned and listen to our friends on the afternoon show, because they're great.
We need you too.
Thank you.
Please.
Bye-bye.
Bye.